A leading human rights lawyer is questioning the decision of Australian authorities to notify police in Thailand that Bahraini refugee Hakim Al-Arabi was on his way to that country, to Thailand. Toby Cadman says the decision may put him at risk of being returned to a country he fled because of torture. But border security experts say Australian authorities were simply fulfilling their obligations to Interpol. Connie Agius filed this report.
Hakim Al-Arabi flew to Thailand more than 2 weeks ago. He's been detained ever since because of an Interpol red notice that was current for him. And the Department of Home Affairs tells PM it was Australia's Interpol Bureau that told Thai authorities about the notice and that Hakim Al-Arabi was headed their way. Toby Cadman, a leading international human rights lawyer, says the Australian Interpol workers shouldn't have done this.
For the Australian authorities to potentially have communicated with Interpol and not request them to remove the red notice, putting this person at risk, is a very serious concern. What we're looking at in this particular case is somebody who very clearly faces real risk of torture if he is returned. He has been tried in his absence and sentenced to 10 years. Now the question is he going to be entitled to a trial? And when we say a trial that we would understand to be in accordance with basic international human rights standards, that is highly questionable.
The Department of Home Affairs explains that Bahrain's Interpol Bureau issued the red notice, and it would have come to the attention of Thai authorities even without Australia's heads up. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton defended Australia's role in the matter.
If somebody has a protection visa or they hold a visa, or even if they're a citizen of a particular country, it doesn't prevent them from being subject to a red notice if there's sufficient evidence for that to be issued or for a prosecution or an investigation to be underway.
Toby Cadman is the co-founder of Guernica 37, a firm that specialises in transnational litigation enforcing human rights.
The comment is fundamentally wrong, and it would demonstrate that the minister doesn't have a particularly good understanding of general principles of international law. The basis upon which a person is granted protection or asylum in a state is that if a person is arrested under a Interpol red notice or an extradition request and they have been granted political asylum on the basis that there is a real risk that they face treatment contrary to human rights standards in their country of origin, and then they cannot be returned to that country.
The Interpol red notice was dropped after Hakim Al-Arabi's arrest, an indication that it shouldn't have been there in the first place. Hakim Al-Arabi is outspoken against the Bahrain government and says he was tortured while in their custody and wrongfully sentenced to 10 years in prison for vandalising a police station. Dr. John Coyne is the head of the Border Security Program at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. He says Interpol's member countries, including Australia, would have known about the red notice around the time it was issued on November 8.
There's two parts to a red notice. The first one is a request to locate. The second one is to detain. Now, in the case of Australia, a red notice does not give authority and is not sufficient authority to arrest someone. So what has to happen then is you may locate them and then go through an extradition process that may or may not be agreed upon.
He says law enforcement followed normal procedure at Melbourne Airport.
Australia would have met its obligations by reporting to the receiving country, in this case Thailand, that someone, this traveller, had tripped and was on a red notice and was on their way to their country. At the receiving end, under Thai national law, the Thais would have made the decision under their jurisdiction on what to do with that person. In the past, on some notices, you know, might involve someone who's involved in child exploitation, and a notice, red or otherwise, is tripped, and the Thai authorities will literally turn them around at the border and send them back to Australia.
Dr. John Coyne says Interpol knows some countries use red notices to persecute people.
There's something like, you know, 65 million refugees and people on the move globally. Interpol doesn't necessarily have access to all that data. Now, so over the last decade, the number of red notice requests has increased by about 900%. Over the last 4 or 5 years, we've seen a doubling of the number of rejections of red notice requests.
PM asked Interpol, the Australian Federal Police, the Department of Home Affairs, and Minister Peter Dutton how this case got through. No one will answer that question. For now, Hakim Al-Arabi must wait to see whether he will return to Bahrain or to his home in Australia.
Connie Agius reporting.